Hurricane Arthur comes ashore in North Carolina.
Conditions have been improving.
Americans celebrate the 4th of July.
The lights, the color, the everything.
Police say a father left his son in a hot SUV on purpose.
He wanted to live a child-free life.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. Hurricane Arthur is now moving northeast after landing in North Carolina's Outer Banks overnight. WRAL-TV reporter Cullen Broughton is in Kill Devil Hills.
We're still seeing some very strong wind gusts here, but conditions have been improving. We've been battered for the past few hours, but as Arthur moves offshore here, things are starting to improve. Reports of sporadic power outages up and down the Outer Banks.
Duke Energy says Arthur knocked out power to at least 25,000 customers in North Carolina. The storm moving north and east. WBAL's Phil Yakubowski.
Here along the boardwalk in Ocean City, Maryland, the winds have already started to pick up thanks to Hurricane Arthur. There's also a heavy mist coming off the ocean. Many people, however, say this will not spoil their 4th of July celebrations here. They're still expecting huge crowds when Arthur leaves this weekend.
It's expected to stay offshore until reaching Cape Cod late tonight or early tomorrow, and that means a day off for this fisherman.
It's just too much wind, too much sea, you know, there's nothing we can do about that. You can't fight the elements.
The hurricane has pushed some 4th of July celebrations back a day or two, and in at least one case pushed ahead. Boston held its Pops concert and fireworks show last night. New Orleans has also held its downtown show. WWL's Dave Cohen.
Waving American flags, the crowd sang along as Lee Greenwood performed. Then, set to music, fireworks lit up the sky. People said they were feeling very American.
It's amazing.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah.
What'd you like about it?
The fireworks.
Oh, I had a definitely good time.
Many told us starting to celebrate on the 3rd of July just meant that much more patriotic fun. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
The president hosts a citizenship ceremony today for members of the military who enlisted even though they're not U.S. citizens.
They were prepared to fight and die for an America they did not yet fully belong to.
The service members represent 15 different countries. More busloads of illegal immigrants from Central America are expected to arrive later today at a detention center in Murrieta, California. Protesters turned away several buses earlier this week. From sad to shocking, new details on the father of an Atlanta-area toddler who died after he was left in a baking hot SUV for hours. Reporter Pete Combs is in Marietta.
As his 22-month-old son cooked to death in a sweltering SUV, prosecutors say Ross Harris was sexting with a half dozen women.
Did they start in the morning?
They do.
And when did they end?
Around 3 o'clock that afternoon.
A little more than an hour later, Harris pulled into a shopping center and asked for help, saving his son. But by then, little Cooper was dead.
Would it have been a painful death?
Yes.
Investigators also found Harris had been researching living child-free and how to survive a stay in prison. He's being held over for trial without bond. Pete Combs, CBS News, Marietta, Georgia.
A salmonella outbreak is now linked to a California chicken processing plant. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez joins us live with details on a chicken recall.
The chicken comes from Foster Farms out of Fresno. It's blamed for a single illness back in May, but it is the same strain that's gotten close to 600 people sick over the past year and a half. None of this fresh chicken is still in grocery stores, but it could be in shoppers' freezers. The chicken sold in 9 states, from Idaho all the way to Alaska. Peter?
In the Middle East, the first Friday of Ramadan brings a third day of violence between Israelis and Palestinians in East Jerusalem. CBS's Robert Berger is there.
Israeli police fired tear gas at Palestinian stone throwers here in Jerusalem ahead of the funeral of a 16-year-old Arab allegedly killed by Jewish militants. Palestinians say it was a revenge killing for the kidnap and murder of 3 Israeli teens. Israel has deployed thousands of security personnel to keep order, including soldiers and mounted police. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
The British tabloid News of the World was the center of a scandal after reporters hacked the voicemails of more than 5,000 people. Now the man in charge is paying the price. CBS's Larry Miller is in London.
Former News of the World editor Andy Coulson was jailed for 18 months after being convicted of hacking into thousands of people's voicemails from celebrities to crime victims. The judge called Coulson legally and morally wrong. Coulson left the Rupert Murdoch-owned paper under a cloud, but was then hired as Prime Minister Cameron's communications chief. Cameron has apologized, admitting his error in judgment. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
The military says it's grounded F-35 fighters after an engine caught fire during takeoff last month at Florida's Eglin Air Force Base. Nobody was hurt. The Pentagon says it wants inspections of all the planes before they fly again. On the CBS News Health Watch, a new study questions whether all knee replacement surgeries performed in this country are really necessary. CBS's Barry Bagnato.
Researchers at Virginia Commonwealth University say more than a third of total knee replacements in the U.S. may be inappropriate. They analyzed the records of people who underwent the procedure and assessed their need for it based on a widely used system of measuring knee pain, stiffness, and functional limitations. More than 600,000 of these surgeries are now performed in the U.S. each year. Based on this study appearing in the journal Arthritis and Rheumatology, at least 200,000 of them aren't necessary.
This 4th of July marks the 75th anniversary of Lou Gehrig's farewell to baseball.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. I might have been given a bad break, but I've got an awful lot to live for. Thank you.
The New York Yankees first baseman and Hall of Famer was known as the Iron Horse, but he retired prematurely after being diagnosed with the degenerative nerve disease that now bears his name. Major League Baseball plans a video tribute at all of today's games, each ballpark with 30 current first basemen and Yankee captain Derek Jeter all reciting parts of Gehrig's now legendary speech from July 4th, 1939. In just a few hours, the annual Coney Island hot dog eating contest, men's champ Joey Chestnut, two-time women's champ Sonya the Black Widow Thomas defending their titles. This is the 60th anniversary of one of the most infamous crimes of the 20th century and the start of a long ordeal that was the inspiration for the TV series The Fugitive. Reporter Greg Saber is in Cleveland.
60 years ago, 7-year-old Sam Ree Shepherd slept in his Bay Village, Ohio home outside Cleveland while his mother, Marilyn, was stabbed to death in the next room.
I slept through the whole thing. If I had awakened, I probably would have been killed myself.
Fueled by prejudicial press coverage, Marilyn's husband, Dr. Sam Shepherd, was tried, convicted, sentenced to life in prison. The U.S. Supreme Court ordered a retrial where F. Lee Bailey won a not guilty verdict. Greg Saber for CBS News, Cleveland.
Three Florida women have been arrested for running a baby formula black market scheme. Investigators say they stole and sold about $2 million worth in several states. That's the World News Roundup for Friday, July 4th, 2014. The broadcast produced this week by Mara Rubin and Paul Ferry. I'm Peter King, CBS News.